Rabbi Beryl Wein is a historian, a teacher of Torah, a lawyer, a columnist, and a popular Jerusalem lecturer. In the program Wein Online, he talks about the meaning of the Torah portion of the week. Rabbi Beryl Wein, we're in the second Parsha of Devarim. What Parsha is that?
V'etchanan, I begged God to let me come to the land of Israel, Moshe says. But V'etchanan is a very important Parsha because it contains within it the basic building blocks of the Jewish faith, so to speak. There's the Shema Yisrael in it, the Havta, has the Ten Commandments in it. And it has Moshe Rabbeinu's continued dissertation to the Jewish people regarding the events that led to the death of the generation that went out from Egypt, and the fact that they did not come to the land of Israel, but their children and grandchildren would come to the land of Israel, would settle it and make it a Jewish state. I want to mention today an idea. I've discussed it before, but in our society, it's really something should be discussed every day. In the Ten Commandments, as listed here in the Parsha of Etchanan, the last commandment, which is Lo Tachmod, here also has a different verb, Lo Titaveh. Now, the difference between Tachmod, to covet, and Titaveh, to desire, our rabbis explain that Lo Tachmod is a general idea, not to want things that you really don't need, that are not yours, that can't bring you any benefit. To a certain extent, it speaks against the shop until you drop theory of life. The Torah advocated a modicum of thrift. And not everything that, that's available need you buy and need you want. And a person that always wants something, so then eventually he wants things that are not his. And then in order to fulfill those wants, you may do things that are illegal. From the Talmud, it seems to be that a person is not going to transgress literally on this idea of Lo Tachmod, of wanting, unless he does something about it. Because the Talmud faces the difficulty, how can you legislate a person's feelings? However, the idea of lo titaveh, of desire, that has to do with a particular subject, as described in the Torah, a particular field, a particular woman, a particular item, everything that belongs to someone else. So that has a particular sense of urgency to it.
It's a focused coveting?
It's a focused coveting. And not only that, it's worse than general coveting because of the fact that here somebody's going to be harmed by your it's one thing to say not to desire a lot, right? But, H. Stern and Company is willing to sell you jewelry, and mm-hmm. Rolex will sell you a watch, and the tour company will sell you a cruise to Antarctica. So that's one kind of coveting. But here there's a victim. Let us say that in our modern parlance, the first type of coveting is victimless coveting. It's just advice for self-development of character, strength of character, self-discipline, etc. The second type of coveting has a victim.
But explain to me the victim part. If you see
the victim is if he steals another man's wife, if he takes another man's field, if he steals another man's automobile,
taking the action.
So even without taking the action per se, he still has caused the victim because of the fact that since he's focused and localized on one person or on one item, and that person or item is not his. So he is saying, in effect, the fact that it belongs to somebody else really doesn't concern me. Mm-hmm. And in a greater sense, we could say that he himself is the victim. Because then he has breached the firewall of morality, so to speak. The rabbis were very careful about that. The rabbis always said that one should not allow oneself to be found in a compromising situation simply because of the fact that maybe you'll want something, right? The Talmud always says that the eyes of a person are, so to speak, the broker involved. What you don't see, you don't want. So in general, I can say, you know, I want a lot. Okay, that's in general. Mm-hmm. But you're less likely to do something about it than if you focused in on, and say, look, you know, I want that apartment, or I want that piece of real estate, or, you know, that's the lot that I want to build on, or that's the woman that I want, you know, and I don't care. I'll break up her marriage. And then I don't care what the fallout is. And we see that on a pretty regular basis just reading the newspapers. We see that the harm that's done is inestimable. So therefore, this Lo Tis'ave is a different focus than the Lo Tachmod. But they both stem from this general idea that what is not mine is not mine, right? And that I really should stay away from it. And I think that that's a very good lesson in general society as well, right? Certainly countries, nations go to war for things that are not theirs. Businesses are piratical for things that are not theirs. There has to be a sense of proportion, a sense of right, a sense of rectitude, of justice. And that's part of the idea that we see in the Ten Commandments as they're recorded in this week's Parsha.
You've been listening to Rabbi Beryl Wein talking about the Torah portion of the week. Join us again next week.